You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network. This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today we are speaking with Heather Castle, the Vice President of Investments for Stifel, a 125-year-old full-service brokerage firm with offices in Birmingham, Alabama, and Los Angeles, California. Heather, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for taking out a moment to be with us today. So to kick things off, looking at writing a business plan, it is the first thing most new entrepreneurs do. What are some items that are commonly overlooked in this process?
Well, I think some of the things that people tend to overlook when they are starting their own business is not to think about the planning of how they are going to disposition their business at the start, whether that's either with their untimely passing or if they do decide to retire and that business is viable, what to do with it. Oftentimes in the beginning, we're excited about our business and wanting to get that up and going and bring that up to speed, but we fail to plan for how do we transition.
What should entrepreneurs consider when forming partnerships? Get into that a little, if you would.
Sure. So if anyone has ever been involved in any kind of team sport or has ever dated or worked closely with anyone, then they already have some understanding of some of the difficulties to expect in a partnership. Communication and flexibility is key to any sound working relationship. There's some other items I would say that needs to be thought of as they're putting together their to-do list. Starting a partnership, they should have a clear written agreement of the roles and the responsibilities for each of those partners. They should outline and define in that how they agree that the profits will be split, how they want the criteria for bringing on another partner, how they want that spelled out in the documents. There should be a fair assessment of what each of those partners brings to the table, their strengths and their weaknesses, as well as what they've contributed from capital. I would say to anyone who's thinking about forming a partnership that they should also think about how they want future decisions to be made, if there's a process to do that, if there's a disagreement or a problem with the two business partners, how they plan to have those resolved. So those are things that they really should take into consideration when they're thinking about forming these partnerships.
Certainly great information in all regards. For those that aren't familiar, what is a buy-sell agreement?
Sure. So a buy-sell agreement is a legal contract that outlines situations where possibly one owner were to pass away or become incapacitated in some circumstance. And the buy-sell agreement specifies how those situations would be handled. These agreements can be outlined where leaving one partner's share to the other, what those triggering events would be for the buyout or the price of the shares. They can be written and should be written by someone who is very knowledgeable. Legal professionals should write them, and then they should also be reviewed very often to make sure that they're still current, because sometimes as business values change and fluctuate, those agreements need to be gone back and looked at to make sure that they're still current, and any kind of funding mechanism for those is also taken a look at.
Today we are joined by Heather Castle, the Vice President of Investments for Stifel, a 125-year-old full-service brokerage firm with offices in Birmingham, Alabama, and Los Angeles, California. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Heather, how should entrepreneurs plan for the unforeseen events like disability or death?
Yes, planning for a potential disability or the death of a partnership should definitely be taken into consideration when forming. The entrepreneur should consider a lot of things, such as purchasing of a disability insurance for themselves. The disability policies can be complex. To determine how much that someone needs in insurance, I always would recommend them to work with an agent or a broker who can help walk them through some of the complexities, explain any ideas or concepts to them that they may be unfamiliar with. It also can help to make the process a little bit more smooth and simple. There's a lot of definitions that disability companies or insurance companies like to use, so having someone to help you with that can certainly help cover all of your bases. Disability policies, when you're thinking about funding a buy-sell agreement, can be used even if you're a sole proprietor and not a full partnership. There's still some need to think about what would happen with your company should you become disabled. You have business overhead. So there are business overhead policies out there. And if you are working with someone, if you have utilities, payroll, benefits, there's also policies that can be put into place that would still cover those needs and help your business to continue to run in your absence for a while if something were to happen to you and became disabled. I also always recommend to people to use a COLA adjustment if they're buying disability insurance, and COLA is just a cost of living adjustment. And that helps to keep those payments up with inflation, and that would be on a predetermined basis of what they would choose from the start.
Also, one thing an entrepreneur or small business owner often fails to consider early on is retirement. What are some of the things to think about if wanting to retire?
So I think a couple of things. If someone is thinking about retiring, first, there's kind of two pieces to that, right? You're saving for retirement, and then what to do when you get to retirement. How do you actually retire? So in thinking about saving for retirement, there are a lot of different types of retirement plans that an entrepreneur or a partnership can use to help them put money back pre-tax, to help them to recruit or retain top talent. And the type of plan that they should use really depends on the type of business that they have and what their goals are. For some people, there might be more advantages to using a simple IRA, or for others, a profit-sharing plan would possibly work better. Some entrepreneurs like simple IRAs because they typically are just that. They're simple to set up, the costs are low, and they're generally cheaper to maintain and administer, whereas others prefer a profit-sharing plan. It's a little bit more expensive due to some setup costs and annual administrative requirements. You can contribute a little bit more to a profit-sharing plan than to a simple IRA. And I think that if anyone's considering starting their own retirement plan for their small business, that there's a whole litany of questions that they should ask themselves before establishing those plans, such as, do you want to make contributions for other employees? Do you want to make contributions annually, or do you only want to be able to make them when you have profits? Do you want those contributions to be able to be more flexible? And I would say, as you're thinking through those, be sure that you can clearly communicate what your wishes are. Working with someone, talking to a broker, an advisor, someone who can kind of help you, lead you and guide you in the direction of the right retirement plan for you, and then help set that up, it would be very key. And then the second into thinking about retirement is what to do when you're at retirement. What should you do if you have a company with legacy and you want to retire, or possibly if you pass away before you've sold a business? And I feel like with this that every person is different, and most of the time so are their family situations. And it's very specific to the type of company also. Some entrepreneurs choose to sell their companies at retirement, while some others maybe have a member of the family that they want to take over. And some small businesses will just simply dissolve. I think going into it and having a good understanding of the evaluation of your business is really suggested in either event, whether you're going to sell that company or whether you are planning to transition that business over to someone, maybe a family member. Having an idea of the business value helps you from a tax and from an estate planning standpoint. There are certainly services out there that can help small businesses to evaluate themselves, and they have different types of methods that they use to do that. I always say, ask questions, and if someone is telling you something that you don't understand, ask questions. It's okay to not understand, and most of the time, if someone really is a true professional, they want you to feel confident, and so they'll be more than happy to answer any questions about how they are getting to that evaluation. Additionally, some small business owners, for instance, if they're planning to transition this to a member of their family, they may look at purchasing additional life insurance that could make up for the difference of value that they would be leaving to their estate or to their heirs. So if they leave a business and it makes up a larger percent of their overall net worth, then they sometimes supplement by a life insurance policy. Those are all just things to consider as you go, and certainly to think about when you form companies as well. So there's a lot of options available. I always say it's best to be forward-looking and to plan ahead. Talk to a financial advisor, talk to a tax advisor, talk to an attorney, and make sure that you know what your options are.
Certainly super information in all regards. Thank you so much. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners to be aware of?
Sure, Eric. I think just one final thing that people should take away is that I always feel like that networking, asking questions, and being open for advice is important. Working with people who you trust, it's never too early to start planning for the future, and in a lot of cases, doing so can save you a lot of time, money, and frustrations.
Once again, Heather, thanks so much for your time today. Where can listeners get more information, and how can they be in contact with you as well?
Sure. I can be reached at www.heathercastle.net.
Easy enough. Well, Heather, we thank you for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best, and certainly look forward to a future conversation right here on EPN.
Awesome. Thanks, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Heather Castle, the Vice President of Investments for Stifel, a 125-year-old full-service brokerage firm with offices in Birmingham, Alabama, and Los Angeles, California. And for more information, visit heathercastle.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.